Welcome to another deep dive, everybody. And today we're going to be talking about NTFI. This is a tool that lets you send custom notifications straight to your phone or computer. And I'm very excited to learn more about it. Oh, and before we dive in, a quick shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer. They're experts in digital transformation, and they also, believe it or not, handle the hosting for this amazing tool. If you're interested in leveling up your tech game, you can head over to www.safeserver.de.
That's awesome. Yeah, and NTFI is a simple but really powerful notification service. So it's perfect for anyone who wants to, you know, stay informed about the things they care about, like website updates, server alerts, or even like fun things like getting a notification when your laundry's done or anything like that.
So it's very versatile. I love that. No more checking the dryer every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, well, we've got a bunch of documents here about NTFI, but let's start with the basics. Like, what exactly is NTFI and how does it work?
So imagine NTFI as like your own personal messaging system. It uses something called HTTP, which is basically like the language of the web. Like every time you visit a website or send an email, your device uses HTTP to communicate with, you know, the servers out there.
Okay, so it's like using the same technology as browsing the web.
Exactly. But instead of sending web pages or emails, NTFI sends small messages. We call these notifications, and you create specific channels for different types of notifications, and we call those topics.
Ooh, okay, I like that. So let's say I want to get notified whenever there's a new post on my favorite blog. I would create a blog updates topic.
Precisely. Then you could set up the blog to send a notification to that topic whenever, you know, a new post is published.
And how do I actually receive these notifications? Do I have to be constantly checking some website or something?
No, not at all. That's actually where the beauty of NTFI comes in. You can use their free app for your phone, a web app on your computer, or even set up your own server if you want, like full control.
So there's like an option for every level of tech savviness.
Absolutely.
Okay, I love that. Now, I know some of our listeners might be new to this whole notification thing, right? Could you give us like a super, super simple example of how NTFI works like in practice?
Yeah, for sure. So imagine you have a script on your computer that backs up your important files every night, right? You could add a simple line of code to that script that sends an NTFI notification to your phone once the backup is complete.
Ah, okay. So instead of wondering if that backup worked, I'd get a little ping on my phone saying backup successful.
Exactly. And that's just like scratching the surface. NTFI lets you customize these notifications with different priority levels. So like a critical server alert would sound different from a reminder to water your plants. You can even attach images or files.
Wait, attach files? Like I could get a notification with a snapshot from my security camera?
Exactly. Or a notification, like when your 3D printer finishes a job, complete with a photo of the finished product.
This is blowing my mind. Okay, hold on. And you said I could even set up my own NTFI server. What are the benefits of doing that?
So self-hosting gives you complete control over your data and allows you to integrate NTFI into your own systems like a little bit deeper. Plus, it can be a fun project for those who, you know, like to tinker.
I can already see the wheels turning for some of our techie listeners out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a good handle on the basics of NTFI. But what makes it stand out from other notification systems? Like, I mean, couldn't I just use email for some of this stuff?
That's a good point, yeah. While email is certainly useful for a lot of things, NTFI is designed specifically for like real-time notifications. So it's lightweight, efficient, and super flexible. Plus, it offers features that email just can't match.
Okay, like what? Give me some examples. I'm very curious.
For example, NTFI allows you to create action buttons right within your notifications. So let's say you get an alert that your website is down. Instead of like logging into your server to restart it, you could have a button in the notification that does it for you with a single tap.
Oh, wow. So that sounds incredibly convenient. So I could manage my entire server from my phone using NTFI.
Well, maybe not your entire server, but you could certainly handle common tasks and get immediate feedback without like interrupting your workflow.
Okay. I'm starting to see the real power here. But how do these action buttons actually work? Is it like some complicated coding magic?
No, not at all. It's surprisingly straightforward, actually. Essentially, when you create a notification with an action button, you also specify a command or script that should be executed when the button is pressed.
Okay, so let's say I wanted to create a notification that lets me approve a code deployment with a single tap. What would that look like in practice?
Okay, let's break it down. So you would send a notification to your phone with a message like new code deployment ready for approval. And this notification would include a button labeled approve.
Okay, so far so good. What happens when I tap that approve button?
When you tap approve, the NTFI app would send a signal back to your system, triggering a predefined script. And this script could be something as simple as running a command to deploy the new code.
Oh, so the button press on my phone essentially kicks off a chain reaction that automates the deployment process.
Precisely. And this same principle can be applied to countless scenarios, from managing your smart home devices to controlling your media center.
This is truly next level stuff, but I have to admit, all this talk about scripts and servers might sound a bit intimidating to some of our listeners who are new to the tech world. Is NTFI really accessible to beginners? Or do you need to be like a coding wizard to use it?
That's a valid concern, but rest assured, NTFI is actually designed with simplicity in mind. You don't need to be a coding expert to get started. In fact, you can experience the magic of NTFI without writing a single line of code.
Really? How is that possible?
Remember those topics we talked about earlier? Well, there are tons of pre-existing topics that you can subscribe to for all sorts of useful notifications.
So instead of setting up my own scripts and commands, I could just tap into these existing notification streams.
Exactly. For example, there's a popular website monitoring service called changedetection.io that uses NTFI. You can subscribe to a topic for a specific website, and you'll get a notification whenever that website changes.
So I could get notified when a new episode, my favorite podcast, is released, or when tickets go on sale for a concert.
Exactly. And there are tons of other pre-made integrations for things like server monitoring, weather alerts, sports scores, and even stock prices.
Wow, the possibilities are endless. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from like simple notifications to like really powerful automation with these action buttons, right? But I'm curious, what are some of the more unique or unexpected ways people are using NTFI out there? I'm always curious to learn more.
Oh yeah, one of my favorite things about the NTFI community is how creative they are. People are constantly coming up with new and innovative ways to use NTFI, really pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Oh wow, do you have any like cool examples? I'm always fascinated by how people hack these tools to do really cool things.
Absolutely. I've seen people use NTFI for everything from like tracking the progress of their sourdough starter to getting reminders about watering their plants, just like very unique use cases.
Wait, sourdough starter notifications. That's incredible. I mean, I guess when you think about it, NTFI could be used for like any event that triggers a change in a system, whether it's a website update or like a rise in dough.
Precisely. And that's what makes it so versatile. It's not just, you know, limited to technical applications. It can be used to enhance any aspect of your life where like timely notifications could be beneficial.
Speaking of enhancing our lives, I think this is a good time to bring up the NTFI ecosystem, right? We've talked about the apps and the possibility of self-hosting, but there's more to it, right?
Absolutely. NTFI offers a range of options to suit different needs and preferences. There's the free public service at ntfi.sech, which is a great starting point. Then there are the mobile apps for Android and iOS, which provide like a really seamless notification experience on your phone.
And for those who prefer a desktop experience, there's the web app too, right?
Exactly. The web app lets you receive notifications right in your browser, so you don't have to be constantly checking your phone. And as we mentioned earlier, for like ultimate control and flexibility, you can self-host your own NTFI server.
Now, I know some of our listeners are probably wondering about the cost. Is NTFI completely free, or are there paid options available?
That's a great question. The core functionality of NTFI is entirely free and open source. However, they do offer NTFI Pro plans for those who need additional features or want to support the project's development.
Okay, so what kind of features are we talking about with these Pro plans?
The Pro plans offer things like reserved topic names, more storage space for attachments, and priority support. They're a great option for businesses or like power users who really heavily rely on NTFI.
But for the average user, the free tier is more than enough to get started and explore the wonderful world of notifications, right?
Absolutely. And it's worth noting that even with the Pro plans, NTFI remains super affordable. Plans start at just a few dollars a month.
So no matter your budget or your technical expertise, there's an NTFI option for you, okay? I think we've covered pretty much everything about NTFI, from how it works to those really cool advanced features like action buttons and self-hosting. Any final thoughts before we wrap up this deep dive?
I think the key takeaway here is that NTFI is an incredibly powerful and versatile tool that can be used to really simplify and enhance your digital life. Whether you're using it for work, personal projects, or just, you know, having fun, NTFI has the potential to like revolutionize the way you receive and interact with information.
I couldn't agree more. It's been such an eye-opening journey for me. I'm already brainstorming all the ways I can integrate NTFI into my workflow. And speaking of making things happen, a huge thank you to SafeServer for sponsoring this deep dive and for their incredible dedication to digital transformation. You can head over to www.safeserver.de to learn more about all their innovative solutions.
Yeah, they're truly paving the way for like a more connected and efficient future for all of us.
So as we conclude our deep dive into NTFI, I want to leave our listeners with a little challenge. Think about all the information you wish you had right at your fingertips. What notifications would make your life easier, more productive, or just more enjoyable?
The possibilities really are endless with a tool like this.
That's the beauty of NTFI. It really empowers you to create a world where you're always in the loop, you know, never missing a beat. So go forth, fellow learners, and start exploring the exciting world of custom notifications with NTFI. Until next time, happy notifying.